We're sticking with the same sport, badminton. There's men and women's around the same time, 5 o'clock. Timothy Lamb, Los Altos High School, Cal Poly Pomona College. And you know what he does in his spare time? Or I'm sorry, full-time. He's a full-time employee for KPMG in the audit and tax division.
Odds on him winning a medal are probably slim, but got to get behind him. Let's go.
I mean, if you have a chance to win an NBA championship and a gold medal in the same year.
I was on swim team when I was 7 or 8. But I was pretty good. And I didn't practice, and everyone passed me up. And then I quit and moved on to other sports.
Part of a champion.
Yeah. Hey, if you can't beat them, quit. Welcome, welcome, welcome. An Olympic version of WST Podcast. Big Ben and Kay Wynn. There's no Big Ben here. He's on vacation out in Hawaii. So you know who we got? We got Olympic Ben. Ben Larson from Bellevue. We also got James Rehorn from San Francisco. How's it going, fellas?
Good, good.
Doing
happy
well.
To be here. Thanks for having us on.
Even though it is 2021, they're still referring to this as the Summer 2020 Olympics.
They don't want to rebrand all the merch.
They can't. And no fans due to the COVID outbreak. There will be no fans. This will be a unique Olympics. And I hope it does go through because that COVID variant's acting up. But we don't want to talk about the pandemic. We want to talk about the Olympics. So, fellas, I got a couple questions. And then we'll just banter on the Olympics, and we're going to go into our favorite segment, watch, beach, or brewery. We're going to give you, the listeners, some advice on what Olympic events you should watch this weekend and which ones you should skip. So WST Podcast, Olympic Ben, James Rehorn, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
What was your favorite Olympic moment of all time? I'll start with Rehorn, and then we'll go to Olympic Ben.
I think for me, it would have to be when I was a kid. The 92 Dream Team was just one of the coolest things ever, to see all those guys play together and essentially made it a global game, is those guys going over and everyone seeing them and wanting to play basketball.
11 of the 12 players are in the NBA Hall of Fame. The only one is Christian Laettler. He's the only one that wasn't. But like Jordan, Magic, Bird. It was the first time we stopped sending college players and we sent the pros. They won by 40. They dominated. And another fast fact, Charles Barkley was the leading scorer on the team. 18 points per game. But that Dream Team was unbelievable.
For me, it was probably, I got into the Olympics probably pretty heavy in 96 when it was in Atlanta, and a couple of buddies and I would recreate the Olympics and had our own little Olympics where we try not to drown in a pool doing laps and all the other stuff. I think we called it when archery wasn't introduced, but you know, the Magnificent Seven, Dominique Dawes, and you know, all that. Yeah. Was pretty exciting.
Two special moments about 96. The one that I love the most was Michael Johnson, Mr. Gold Shoes. He had that straight up running style, like that, and he's just looking back at people. He was the first to win the 40 and the 200, both Olympic gold medals and both world records. Michael Johnson, what an athlete, what a show. And that was in the Atlanta, back when you guys were I don't know how old you guys were. I don't even know how old I was, but 96 in Atlanta seems like yesterday.
That's yeah, and then Jerry Jones tried to sign him after that.
That's right. Oh, and the other thing from Atlanta, it was, what's her name? Carrie Shrug, the gymnast. If you remember, that's when USA was battling Romania and Russia. And she was running, jumped on the vault, jumped off, fumbled, hurt her ankle, had to limp off. Everyone's like, she's done. She can't compete. But she had to go back once more. She stuck the landing, like held it out. And then she like fell down, won the gold. That was awesome. I love the Olympics.
Got the medal. Got carried off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She got carried off.
Pretty epic moment.
Pretty epic moment. But we'd be remiss without talking about Mr. Michael Phelps. What was it? 2008, 8 gold medals. He beat Mark Spitz, who won 7. I mean, those are just some of my favorite Olympic moments. If you guys think of the sports, like what's your favorite sport, either individual or team sport, that you guys like to watch in the Olympics? We'll start off with Olympic Ben here.
Oh, track and field is always good. You know, it's kind of a cop-out answer, but it's you know, it's exciting. I don't know, you get really into swimming too, but I think if there's one that I always tune into and just watch for the skill is diving. The way they can torque and go in there and make no splash, you know, that's not me. But I'm more of a cannonball kind of guy. But the diving is always must see TV.
Must see TV. I'm track and field as well. There's something about like the bravado of being the fastest man or woman in all of the world. You know, if you think of like Jackie Joyner Kersee. She actually did, I don't think she was a sprinter. She did like some of the other events, but you had Flojo with the nails. You had Ben Johnson. He's a Canadian. He's also a cheater. But you have Carl Lewis, like Carl Jesse Lewis. Owens. You have Justin Gatlin now. I love track and field. I'm all for track and field. Diving, I'm more of a cannonball person as well. But maybe I'll stick and watch some diving this year because of you.
You have to respect the skill, though.
Yeah, I'm either cannonball or the pencil. That's all I got in the diving skills.
Try anything else, it's a belly flop.
Yeah. James, how about you?
I think you guys knocked out the classics with the track and swimming. I think that's kind of what, you know, the only time we probably watch those things are every 4 years at the Olympics. Unless you're trying to watch DK Metcalf qualify. First time I've watched a non-Olympic track and field event. But I think some things I'm looking forward to, golf. I like that golf is back in the Olympics. So, I mean, I watch golf every weekend, so might as well watch it during the Olympics. That'll be good. The football, or as you guys probably call it, soccer, should be exciting to see. U.S. men did not qualify this year, but they got a good young team. They're looking good for the next couple World Cups and next Olympics. But our ladies, always do pretty well. So that should be good. And then
they just lost.
Tennis is
just lost to Sweden, right?
I know, 3-0. They lost. Now it's do or die for the women's team.
Yeah, got to win out now. Get out of the group. I would say tennis with Naomi Osaka on, you know, in her home court, home country, I guess. She hasn't played in the last couple of majors due to the media obligations. So it'll be exciting to see what she can do.
Definitely, most definitely. And our fearless leader, Big Ben, K-Win Big Ben. Big Ben's in Hawaii, so I don't think he's tuning in and listening. I think he's on some island with 2 Miami Vices in his hands, just relaxing with his wife, Shar. But if Big Ben was in the Olympics, what would he have, or excuse me, what sport, either individual or team, would Ben, if he was an Olympic athlete, have the best chance at winning a medal? So either as an individual athlete or on a team. We'll start with Rehorn first here.
This is going to be a very long answer. Go through the things that he wouldn't do well. I think the easy answer is... You know, Ben played basketball in high school, so I think that's probably one of his better sports, but that was a long time ago. He isn't probably in as good a shape as none of us are as we were in high school, so I would rule that one out. He's a big guy. Some of the track and field events, I would say maybe like some of the bigger strength ones, but I think he skips leg day on a pretty regular basis. So I'd have to rule a lot of those out as well. I'm going to go with, let's say, beach volleyball. I think he would do pretty solid at that.
I like that. I was going to say, before I hand it over to Larson, so I would, my first pick will be basketball, men's basketball. Because if you go back to the Dream Team comment, he could be the Christian Laettner. He could be the 12th man on the bench. He could mop up the floors, give some good high fives. He might even be able to get in and shoot the three. I don't know about his defense. He'd have to battle against the Gasol brothers, but I'm going to go basketball. He might be able to sneak a gold medal as a team sport. Larson, what do you think? Big Ben.
His best chance to win
a medal.
James is going to beat me to the ones he's not going to compete well in. I'll just add in canoe is an Olympic sport. He probably wouldn't do too hot on canoe.
I mean, you don't need a lot of leg strength for that one. He might do really well. He's got the upper body strength.
Good upper body.
Okay, pole vault. He won't do good in pole vault. How about that? I was thinking, I saw rugby's, he'd be good at rugby. And for some reason, I have a sneaking suspicion he'd be good at, handball. Or what is that? Yeah.
Hold on, there's a beach handball?
No,
it isn't. I just found beach handball here. I think we can get into this.
I hope that was handball like we played in grade school. Then we could have qualified, maybe.
With the little soccer balls.
Yeah, handball. Yeah. So I think he'd be sneaky good at handball for some reason. But
yeah, he'd be a good goalie on that, too.
Yeah. Larson, I like your rugby call because Big Ben also played football in high school. He was on the offense line and the defensive line. Played a little in college. He might be able to get in the mix on the 7-7 and lay some people out. I just worry about his conditioning in rugby. He might have to sub him right in and out. I don't even know rugby rules. He might have to fake an injury.
No chance in either. The U.S. gets smoked in rugby.
He'd be a forward for sure. You don't have to be, you're kind of a big bruiser. And I feel like he'd go in there without a helmet anyways, for playing football. And rugby, you don't have helmets. So kind of fits, just a big guy to clear the ruck.
The ruck. Now, this is not an official Olympic sport, but if Big Ben was an Olympic athlete and he was living in the Olympic Village, I think he could win in Flip Cup or Anchorman or any beer-drinking game. Big Ben's going to clean house.
He's got to have good teammates. If you're not a good teammate in those games with him, he gets very upset.
Very upset. Speaking of the Olympic Village, there's a long-standing, I guess, tradition or habit of all these Olympic athletes getting together and co-mingling and having a little fun after hours. Someone told me this year they designed the beds as like a cardboard box where if two people are on it, it will collapse to discourage the after-hours fun because of the pandemic. Now, I don't know if that's true. Our intern's going to have to fact check that, but if two people are going to hook up, a cardboard box is not going to stop them. Like, it can happen anywhere, anytime in the village.
It's just going to create better stories. It's going to be that much funnier. It's like the sleeping porch in the frat. It's going to be very similar to that. Like, that didn't stop anyone from doing it. It's just funnier stories.
Or you just go find the weightlifter's bed and go fill up on that one. Gonna hold more weight.
Yeah. If we had to go way, way back in time, back when we were all single, mid-20s, we're Olympic athletes. Are you kidding me? I'd be like, hi, I'm Kyle. Susie from Germany, you're a gymnast? Do you want to go grab some ice cream? And the next day, I would be like, Ivanka from Sweden, volleyball player? You want to take a walk? Like, it'd be like instant, like, companionship, just meeting Olympic athletes nonstop.
Hey, you're fit. I'm fit.
I got to work out in the morning.
Now and Allison Stuckey are now married. That's where they met, is at the Olympics.
Wait, who met there?
Ricky Fowler. You're not a big golf guy, Kyle, but Ricky Fowler's a golfer. And he
orange hat. I know Ricky. I didn't hear you say Ricky.
Ricky Fowler and Allison Stokey, who's a pole vaulter, I believe, met at the Olympics last time. They're married now.
See?
So good can come from it.
Good can come from it. We typically take a look at West Coast sports in the upcoming weekend. We go down the lineup, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, and we advise our West Coast fans if it's worth watching it, going to the beach, going to the brewery. So today, we're going to do an Olympic special where I'm going to go down 3 to 4 events on Friday, 3 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday. We'll talk about the events, the U.S. athletes, and then we'll tell our fans what they should do. Any questions before we get started here, fellas?
Are you going to identify the times of the events? Okay.
Times of the events. I'm going to give you the cheat sheets, all the fast facts. I do want to let people know that if you were stuck on Mars and don't know this, the Olympics are in Tokyo, which is 16 hours ahead. So a lot of the events that are happening in Tokyo will be broadcasted live here in the early morning, West Coast time, or replayed later in the day. So that's why we've got to tell you whether you should watch in real time or skip it and watch it later. So I'm going to go into the first event on Friday, happening at 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is the Olympic ceremony. So I'm going to share my screen here. James, if you want to banter a little bit as I pull this up.
Yeah, I think with the Olympic ceremony, it's basically you just kind of wait the whole time for the U.S. to come out. There's not a whole lot. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just a selfish way that I view it. But I feel like most Americans just wait for the U.S. to come out and look for people they recognize. And they're like, all right, I'm done here.
This is a little history of the opening ceremony. So as you may know or may not know, this is an opportunity for the host country to show them what their country is about, the culture, the people, what they're passionate about, and then have a little celebration too. Like, it's a big party. We're going to skip ahead because most of this is in black and white, but we're going to get to like present day or we'll go. Oh, we'll start with Sydney here.
Last 10 years.
Sydney. 2000. Well, there will be no fans at this year's opening ceremony. But they've got fireworks. They've got fire. They got people swimming. Beijing.
Drones,
Michael
right?
Phelps 1-8.
I mean,
gold medals.
I think. With this year's, typically I will watch. I mean, NBC always replays it later on. So I might watch the replay. But here you go. London, no one's going to outdo the Spice Girls. So, or One Direction. So it's going to be hard to be beat. But, you know, I won't wake up early, but I will. I might watch the replay.
Yeah, they put on
all
quite
right.
A show.
So, there's Usain Bolt there. So, guys, are you going to go to the beach for an early swim? Or I guess it would have to be a at-home brewery since it's at 4 in the morning. What do you advise in our West Coast listeners to do?
Oh, I'd probably Bloody Marys.
And this is on Friday?
It's on Friday, 4 a.m. Pacific. So if we go to bed now, we could set our alarm and wake up at 4 a.m.
I mean, I might just keep these beers going and give it a shot. Let's see how this goes. So I'll say what. Let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to choose none of the above. I'm going to sleep in. I'm probably going to watch it. We get into the action. 5 p.m., we have badminton. The U.S. is looking to capture its first badminton medal since it became a sport in 1992. Group play starts on this Friday, July 23rd. There are 16 groups. The winner of each group in singles and doubles qualify for the knockout stage, which eventually goes on to decide who will win the medals. I'm going to run through a couple clips here. I'm going to go on the women, our best chance at winning, in my humble opinion, and the men. So we've got Jambe Wayne Zhang. She's 31. She's from Viva Las Vegas. And that's at Jambe Wayne Zhang on IG. So give her a follow. She's our best chance to win in Tokyo. However, this is her first Olympic. And she is currently ranked 14. So I'm going to again share my screen here. And before you pick Watch Beach or Brewery, we're going to see her in action. I think it might change how you feel about this sport and how you feel about Jambe. All right, can you guys see
my
screen?
What time is this on again?
This is on at 5 p.m. Can you see my screen?
Got it.
All right. All right, so she is in the, I guess, front court. She's the one in the blue. She's nearest to us. What you'll notice about her is her technique. She's athletic. She can get to the short ball. She can get to the deep ball. She also got a little power here. Look at that serve.
Got some hustle.
Ooh. Ooh, that's out. That's long.
Shuttlecock can fly on you.
It can, you know? You never know how the AC duck is working too in there.
That's right.
Ooh. All right. Backhand, forehand.
I mean, yeah, you're right with the AC duck. If, you know, home country's got a big advantage here. They can just pump that thing to someone's advantage.
Oh, look at this rally. Oh, do it, Jambe. But you gotta do the dink shot to draw them up and then try to hit it deep. Ooh, what
can you rush the net like tennis and spike it? You can, right? That's.
I think you just can't touch the net with your racket.
Right.
I don't know. Well, I would say
one
5 minutes
comment.
Ago.
If you had the old Houston Astros front office involved, you probably could change the AC ducks and get it in your advantage with a little cheating here.
There's cheating is often overlooked by the IOC. Is that what they call themselves? The International Olympic Committee? I mean, few things. I mean, FIFA is probably one of the only things, you know, more corrupt than the International Olympic Committee. So I wouldn't put it past them. If I'm the home country, I'm doing that. Why not?
Why not? Start here with Larson here. 5 p.m. Jambe Wayne is opening up badminton. Are you going to watch? Go to the beach?
I'm in.
Oh, you're watching. You're locked in.
I'm watching it. Yeah.
Rewind. I would say five minutes ago, my answer would have been brewery. Maybe a lake beach. But I think you just sold me on it, Kyle. I think I'm in.
All right. I got to watch. Man, she's from Vegas, USA. She needs our support. I'll be waving around my fake gold medal, hoping that she gets one.
If you're a Olympic badminton player from any from any city in the United States, Vegas is going to be the city for you to be good at that sport. For whatever reason, I don't know. I just feel like that bodes well for us.
We'll have our intern find out if Vegas is a hotbed for badminton.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Got to be. All right, now we're sticking with the same sport, badminton. There's men and women's around the same time, 5 o'clock. Now we're going to Timothy Lamb, Los Altos High School, Cal Poly Pomona College. And you know what he does in his spare time? Or I'm sorry, full time. He's a full-time employee for KPMG in the audit and tax division. Timothy is currently the top-ranked men's single player, and at 23, this will be his first Olympic appearance. Let me pull up some footage here on Timothy.
What time we got this one on?
So this is also at 5 o'clock. You're gonna have to channel surf a little bit between Jambe and Timothy. I don't know exactly what time, but they're in the evening session.
Okay.
What I've noticed about men's badminton, it's similar to men's volleyball. It's quick. Like, you get your points quick. There's not a lot of long rallies.
He's got great returns, too. The guy's smashing them at him.
Yeah.
You have to be on your toes. Meatball. For sure is.
Oh, good.
How many rackets they
go through? I like this one.
Do you think any of them John McEnroe their racket if they don't get the call?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
I would go to Tokyo with like 20 rackets.
Oh, yeah.
Are you allowed to pull out a backup racket, or is it like golf? If you break that club, it's done for the day.
Depends on how much you want to pay the IOC.
Exactly. Yeah, good point.
I mean, if you splinter your racket, the shuttlecock might get stuck in there.
True.
Yeah.
But if it's on your own doing, there's got to be a rule against controlling your temper.
We'll watch one last point from Timothy here.
Do you have to serve to get the point?
I don't know if it's like ping pong where you switch
I haven't played badminton since I was a child. I have no idea.
They all serve it backhand. Oh, good cross court.
Wow.
All right, Larson, we're going to start with you here for Timothy.
I think I'm more into Sean Bay, but if they're on at the same time, pretty easy to flip back and forth, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm sticking with that answer. Like, I like this kid's story, but as a full-time accountant, there's got to be other countries that have people doing this full-time that are putting in a lot more work. Maybe he's that talented. Hopefully he is. I might catch him in the later rounds, but I think I'm sticking with Sean Bay on this one. So I would say, well, let's go Brewery.
All right. I'm with you.
On form here. I'll catch him in the later rounds, though.
If Sean Bay's on early, I'm watching, and then I'm going to the Brewery when Timothy comes on. If it's vice versa, then I'm going Brewery first, and then I will come back and watch Sean Bay. Larson's like having it. A little technical difficulty, but he's going to join back in.
Can you hear me?
Your camera went out.
Oh, rats.
Hit the video button, Lars.
Any button.
I can hear him, but there I can't see him.
Nope, lost him again.
Lost him again. Well, the next sport is table tennis. We'll just banter a little on table tennis. There he is.
Got it.
Table tennis is at 5 o'clock as well on Friday evening. Underway with men's singles, women's singles, women's doubles, men's doubles. The sport is dominated by China and South Korea. China has 50 plus medals. South Korea has 18. US, not so much. I don't think that they've won a gold yet in table tennis. In fact, I don't think they've ever won a medal. We're going to have to fact check that, but I don't think they've ever won a gold medal. But that could all change.
Did Forrest Gump get one?
Forrest Gump should be on Team USA here. Bring up a good point. So we're going to go women and men again here. So we got Lily Zhang, two-time Olympian, 2012, 2016. She's back. She's the veteran of the team at 25. She's also ranked 30th. And she's going to battle Amy Wang, who's ranked 129th. Let me pull up my screen here. We'll watch them in action. And then we'll get some feedback from you guys. Table tennis.
And so these are all on at the same time?
These are all on the same time. You're going to have to either miss all the sports, or you're going to have to just kind of channel surf.
All right.
We've got Lily here, closest to us, doing the like windmill kicks, scissor kicks, and Amy. Lily's our best chance at winning. She's ranked 30th. Look at that technique. Got to stay low. Oh, wow. Amy, strong forehand.
They're standing so close. I thought, like, the pros stood, like, 10 feet away from the table.
I know. Maybe the game has changed.
Maybe yeah. When you get a good rally going.
But the players are the same.
You get to get back a little bit more.
Go full screen here. Look how low they are. I got to cut it. Ooh, good serve. Oh, well, Amy.
Roasted.
Wow.
Sniper.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to jump in and just go brewery for this one. I can't even sit through this whole clip. There's no way I'm watching a whole match of this.
I feel like this is one that we all have played, so you kind of want to watch to see how you stack up against these people and realize how bad you get your butt kicked.
I don't know. I'm with Rehorn here. I think I'm going to take my beach ball here. And I'm going to the beach because I don't think USA has a chance at winning the medal. They're not going to the podium. I'm not going to waste my time watching this table tennis. So, unfortunately, yeah, I'm going to the beach.
Yeah, I think if you're going to invest your time in watching sports or Olympics, there's better ones to.
Yeah.
Now.
If softball on last night, and I chose to watch the Kraken draft, and I don't know who a single hockey player is.
Really?
And softball's on my list of like, yeah, I'll watch that. And then I watch like three pitches of like, yep, I'm done.
Now, if we move to the men's table tennis, you guys both might rethink your previous decision because we have the young phenom. Remember when LeBron James came on the scene at 18? Remember Freddie Adu in soccer? You remember young Tiger Woods? They were all phenoms. And then we've got USA Kanak Jah. I may be butchering his name, so I'm sorry if I am. Kanak Jah, 21, Milpitas, California, currently ranked number 30. He attended the 2016 Olympics when he was 16. He was the youngest member of all of Team USA's 555 athletes. We are going to watch him in action here because he is the future of table tennis. And you know what? It might be our only shot at winning a gold medal in the near future. Got to load this up, a little commercial break. That's what's so awesome about YouTube. Add here. We'll go full screen. So Ja is in the all black. Look at, but I don't know if it was you, Rehorn, or Larson. They're standing a little further back.
Yeah. I mean, I think once they get a rally and they start stepping back a bit, I mean, look at all that space there they got.
Yeah.
I liked it. He's a Bay Area kid.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll watch, like, and how old is he? How old did you say he is?
21.
21?
Yeah.
So is he in college, or is this like, is this a hobby for him, or is this his full-time gig?
I believe this is his full-time gig. He like plays in a, he's like one of those soccer players that plays in one of those over during the year. This is his thing.
Okay. So he plays in like.
Look at that enthusiasm, the fist pump.
All right, I like this kid. I'm on board. This is on it. This is also on at 5 p.m. or is this, what do we got
this
here?
This is also on at 5 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, I'll. You know what? I might give this kid a go. I might check him out.
Okay.
Who is he playing
Larson,
against?
How about you?
Yeah, he's got good energy. I like him. I'd probably change my answer on the first table tennis clip we were watching, but I'll tune in for this. He's good energy.
Look at that. He's good.
What's he playing against?
All? I don't know.
No, on Friday.
I'm not sure he's playing against. They just said that table tennis is on at 5, so I'm not sure if he's on right away or if they stagger it. He's probably the main event, so I would imagine he probably plays a little later in the evening.
Do we know what his ranking is?
He's ranked 30th.
Okay. Ooh. So.
It's an uphill climb there for him.
Probably odds on him winning a medal are probably slim, but got to get behind him. Let's go.
Go. All right, the last event on Friday. I don't have any videos. I'm sorry. Is that why Larson jumped off? Because I don't have any videos. We're going wimp.
No. My camera keeps cutting out. Sorry.
All right. So we're going women's taekwondo. It seems like everything is between 5 and 7 p.m. So you got table tennis, badminton, and women's taekwondo. I've got no YouTube clips. But the U.S. has medaled in taekwondo at every Olympic game since the sport was added in 2000. However, we have not won a women's taekwondo medal since 2004. We've got Paige McPherson. She's 30, competing in her third Olympics. And then we've got Anastasia Zoltik, 18, from Florida. She is the future of taekwondo. She's been competing the ripe age of 7. Women's taekwondo, Larson, you gonna watch, go to the beach, hit the brewery?
What time was it on again?
It is at 6 p.m. So all of them fall between like pretty much 5 and 7 p.m. This one's at 6.
Go brewery on this one.
Yeah, I'll give it a watch. And there's no TVs at the brewery, correct?
Ooh, I guess it depends on what brewery you pick.
I mean, if there's TVs at the brewery, I'll go to brewery. All these. But assuming there's not, I'll say I'm going to watch. I like, okay. Let's go see some people fight and win some medals.
I'm going to have to vote against both of you here. I'm not really into taekwondo. I'm not really into MMA. You know, Conor McGregor, I don't buy into that hype. I'm going onto the beach, nice little bonfire, going to roast some s'mores. I'm missing this one. Sorry, fellas. You're going to have to tell me.
I mean, I'm the same way. I'm not into a lot of the fighting stuff either, but I feel like this is more like artful. This is artful is probably not even a word, but yeah, I don't know. Let's give it a shot. Well, give it a few minutes. If I don't like it, then we hit the brewery.
Yeah, didn't you say that they won a medal? Women have had a hard time at it?
Well, we haven't won a gold in a while, but we've won a medal, either gold, bronze, or silver, at every Olympics since taekwondo has been in existence.
That's women's taekwondo?
Yeah. Oh. So I can miss the first round and just tune in later during the medal round.
Medal round.
Yeah. All right, we're moving to Saturday here. Skateboarding. It's a new sport added to the Summer Olympics. You've got street and park. You ever played that, what was that? Skate or Die 720 skateboard or Tony Hawk? Street, you've got all that action. If you are in the park, that's like, you know, we're at Rehorns and backyard, they cleared out the pool and we're skateboarding in this backyard back when we were little kids. And we also have Najee Hudson, 26 years old. He's got close to 5 million Instagram followers. He has won the most prize money ever in skateboard history. Sponsored by Nike, everyone in the world. He is the guy that you need to watch. So before I show some clips, Najee, I'm going to show you his house, right? Because this guy is living large. This is his house in Laguna Beach. We're going to take a little MTV Cribs stroll through the house here. His Laguna Beach mansion with a private skate park. Nice little view of the Pacific. There he is. Not doing bad for himself here.
Did I catch the subtitle where it says his mom lives there too?
Mom does live there. Where's his trophy room? So this is in his house.
No way.
Yeah. I guess that's we're awesome. All underachieving because we don't have this in our house.
I feel like this is one of those sports they added to the Olympics just so the Americans.
Yeah, just so we have a chance.
Awesome.
All right, enough of his house here. Let's see this man in action here.
This seems kind of like a Tony Hawk scenario where Red Bull builds him his own half pipe so he can practice and private helicopter take him up there and everything. So, I mean, this kid's the phenom.
I mean, he's doing this with no helmet, no shoulder pads, nothing.
I mean, I think that's kind of the style that you do in this stuff. I feel like you only wear helmet and they should do like the big jumps.
Can't get cool scars with shoulder pads.
Like when you're this good, I don't think you'd do the helmet unless you're doing big stuff.
Yeah, you stick most of them when you're that good, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like this.
Oh, wow. With the motorcycle help. If I'm doing any of these tricks, I'm going full on like I'm a catcher in baseball. Shin guards, headgear, chest protector. There's no way I'm landing any of this.
Yeah, because you don't do this for a living.
Good point.
West Coast kid from Davis, California. Skills? What's that?
How's your skateboarding skills, Rehorn?
Like 1 to 10, I would say pretty close to 0.
Right, Larson, are you our skateboarding expert here on this podcast?
I cannot claim that. I think I'd done a skateboard once and immediately ended up on my head, so that was the end of that.
I think it's safe to say the three of us are all not very good skateboarders, and I don't know what we can comment on this. Other than this guy is amazing, I'm watching. I'm not going to the beach here. This is the first time skateboarding is being introduced. I want to see who wins in street and in park. So I'm watching. Forget the beach. Forget the brewery. I'm on my couch. I'm watching skateboarding.
Is this a?
I'm with you. This is street.
Rehorn, you're with me. You're watching.
I'm watching.
Larson, how about you?
Yeah, I'm into it. I think I'd probably be more into the park than the street, because I feel like they'll throw bigger tricks, but this looks pretty good with this. I assume this is street style.
Larson, if I come up to Bellevue and get a motorcycle, will you try to do some of these tricks?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
If I tell you.
I will.
I got life insurance, and I don't think my wife would be too upset.
Rehorn, we'd have trouble in San Francisco with my motorcycle and you on the skateboard. You don't have a lot of real estate to operate in the city.
I'll fly up to Seattle if you're doing this with Larson. I'll do it as well.
Well, Rehorn's got all the hills.
There it is. You heard it, folks. We're going to have a little battle. All right, skateboarding. Moving on Saturday, we've got, after skateboarding, what do we have here? Oh, we've got men's volleyball, 6 p.m. here. It's the replay. They play in the morning, but let's be serious. I'm not getting up that early. I do love some men's volleyball. I do love some women's volleyball. I play a little volleyball, not very good, but I'm not getting up. But I'm talking about the replay here, 6 p.m., USA versus the Netherlands. We got Phil Dahlhauser versus Nick Lesina. They are currently ranked 11th in the world. If you watch any AVP, sometimes they come up to Seattle, they come to San Francisco, they play in LA. These guys are either always winning it or they're in the finals. I'm going to show a little clip here so you can see what I'm talking about. We got a nice little rally here.
And so this is beach volleyball or indoor?
This is beach 2-on-2 volleyball. All right. Can you see him here?
Got it.
All right. So if you look on the right side, if you see Champion Cup Series, and like goldish, that's Dahlhauser in the white hat, and that's Nick, his partner. Dahlhauser plays up front. Nick runs in the back. Dahlhauser is the equivalent of Shaquille O'Neal. He dominates. You don't hit it to him. He's slamming it. He's blocking shots. He's disrupting everything. So I'm going to get here into the highlights here. Serve. Nick with the bump. Phil with the set. Nick swings. Ooh, good recovery. See, look, you got Dahlhauser's up. Got to go away
from him. Let's go.
One-handed.
Then he gets the point. All right. Yep, I'll do this.
All right, let's see it again. Just so Larson and Rehorn. All right, talk to me, Larson. What do you see here?
I see excellent teamwork. I see good communication. I see a couple guys who don't mind getting a little dirty, which I love. The guy is like Lurch.
Yeah.
B-Mart might play this. He could play that role.
Yeah.
So, Rehorn, you're watching, 6 p.m. How about you, Larson?
I'm into the beach volleyball. Indoor volleyball, pass, but.
Yeah, agreed. And if Big Ben's planning this, I'm sneaking into Tokyo and watching this in person.
I'm with you guys. I'm watching as well. So, what do we got next here? We got 6:45. We have women's air rifle. Women's air rifle. So I'm about to show you a clip here. I don't know what is going on. I don't know how this board is judged. I do know that Austin Smith and Mary Tucker are two U.S. women who have the best chance at winning gold here. So I'm going to bring up this clip here. Rehorn, I'm going to have you comment on it as best as you can. Maybe you can tell me what's going on because I'm thoroughly confused.
Maybe not. Like, this will be my first time seeing this. So,
looks all right. Kinda like a here's Mary Tucker gun. Here. She's a righty. Got a little shield on the left side. She's got some batting gloves. She's got like a little cutoff glove. You need the cutoff here. You need the visor. You got 1 minute.
This looks like what paintball. Are you thinking here? Like She's got the gloves and the gear on and the, like, I don't know. It looks like paintball. Let's see what we got here.
It does look like paintball.
Oh, they just hit targets. They don't hit each other?
No. It's not like rifle. Laser tag.
It seems like a real gun.
Ooh.
Oh, false start.
Yep. Got to be patient here. I don't understand the sport. I'm going to go back to the beach and I'm going to have a little night swim. I'm not watching this sport. I don't understand this sport. I don't understand what they're doing.
I might give this 5 minutes and try to understand it, and then I'll probably move on.
I'm more of a hard pass. Yeah, this isn't driving for me. You said night swim, 6:45. That sounds pretty good. I think I'd go beach.
We're all in agreement there. So the last event on Saturday, before we move to Sunday, we have swimming at 6:30. We got men's and women's 400 medley, IM, women's 100 meter butterfly, women's freestyle, and more. Katie Ledecky from Stanford. Got to be everyone's favorite. She's the freestyler. I do like some swimming. I do like the drama. I was on swim team when I was 7 or 8. I was pretty good. And I didn't practice, and everyone passed me up. And then I quit and moved on to other sports. That was my extent as a swimmer.
Part of a champion.
Yeah. Hey, if you can't beat them, quit. So Rehorn here, swimming, 6:30 p.m. How do you feel about the sport? And are you going to watch, hit up a brewery, Or maybe even go for a night swim.
This is not a medal event, correct?
No, this is just qualifying.
Brewery.
Okay.
I will watch the medal events in the swimming and track and field. The qualifying, I don't have the attendance span for that. Pretty much brewery or beach, whatever time of day it is. Medal events, I'm all in.
This is one of every 4 years you watch swimming and I get into it. I mean, NBC does a great job covering it. Got the underwater cameras. You see all the angles. It's those athletes are top notch. I mean, you talked about Michael Phelps earlier. That guy is a freak of nature, but all of them across the board.
I quit swimming once at 9. I'm going to quit watching swimming. It brings up too many painful memories of everyone passing me up with their athletic ability. So I'm going to the brewery here, and I'm going to swim in a nice little craft beer or an IPA. I'm out. I'm not watching this one. Moving on to the final day, fellas. Bear with me. We only got 3 more events here. And we'll start off in the morning, early. Riorn, you are going to try to drink tonight all the way to 4 a.m. for the opening ceremony. If you do that, you might have to rest and take a little nap on Saturday, because Saturday evening, you might have to drink all the way through to men's basketball, because they're playing Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Team USA plays France. France has 5 NBA players with the Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert. They got Nicholas Batum on the Clippers, Evan Fournier on the Celtics, and Frank, I can't pronounce his last name, Ntilikina on the Knicks. Team USA, we know about their early struggles. They lost a game against Nigeria. They lost a game against I don't know who, but they did bounce back and beat Spain earlier this week on an exhibition game. So Team USA, no LeBron, no Steph, no AG, no Harden, no Kawhi, but they do have KD, Dame, Jason, Tatum, and more. I'm going to pull up a clip here. As I pull up the clip, I want you guys to tell me a little bit about USA basketball. How are you feeling about this team?
Are the guys from the finals going to be there in time for this game?
That's a good point. The Bucks are probably still partying, so I don't know if Drew Holiday and Middleton are going to make it.
Yeah, Holiday and Middleton. And think about this. So Booker has to sit on a flight with them after this to Tokyo.
They're smelling like champagne. They probably haven't showered in like days because they've been out celebrating.
They might not pass the COVID protocols. I feel like if they're out celebrating properly.
Ordering Chick-fil-A.
There's a good chance.
I'm
going to show some clips here before you decide if you're going to watch or not.
While you're pulling the clips up, let me just say that I think the reason the USA lost those first 2 games against Australia and Nigeria is they're facing 2 former Washington State Cougars in Aaron Baines and Ike Oroku. So might be a big reason why they lost those games.
Yeah, Tatum. Ooh, too small. Can't guard him. I do like this lineup with LaVine, Tatum. You got Dame Time, Dre, and KD. I'm just worried about who's going to be the role player and what they're going to get from their bench.
Even though this isn't, as you mentioned earlier, our strongest team we've thrown out there, I like that we got some West Coast guys out there in Zach LaVine from Seattle, Dame from Oakland, plays for Portland, and then you got Draymond playing for the Warriors. So I like the guys they got out there. I think they're not getting the calls they get in the NBA flopping around, which is going to hurt them. They're going to have to play a little bit tougher, which could be great for Draymond, So I like this a lot. I think we're going to be all right.
Larson, how
just hope we don't get matched up against Australian Aaron Baines, because he's probably a top three player in the NBA.
I think I'm going to go against the grain with the unpopular pick and just hit the bar on this one. I feel like the USA team is just going to let me down here in these Olympics, and I don't want to bear witness to it.
Yeah, they're already missing Bradley Beal, who's another scorer and a shooter, and you need to stretch the floor in the international game. Zach LaVine just got put into protocol. So you got Durant and Lillard, but I feel like everyone else is just going to – I don't know how everyone else is going to compete, because the Milwaukee guys might not get there because they might be at Encore in Vegas celebrating and choose not to go to Tokyo. I'm not getting up at 5 a.m.
I mean, if you have a chance to win an NBA championship and a gold medal in the same year, I think you take it.
I think you do take it. They might not show up until the medal round, though, because they might have to get through protocol, and they might have to just get to Tokyo.
Yeah, I think who is the U.S. playing?
So they open up against France. USA and France are both in Group A. So their biggest match, their toughest opponent in their group will be France. And that's the first game. Australia, Aaron Baines, your boy, he's in Group B. So we wouldn't see him unless we moved on. And then you've got Spain with Rubio, the Gasol brothers, Rudy Air, Fernandez, and more. They're in Group C, along with Luka and Slovenia. So okay. I like USA's chances, but we're going to know right away what happens after the game in France. And I'm not going to know what happens live, but I'll catch it on the ticker because I'm going to the beach. I'm not watching this game. Our last two events, we're going to go 2:30 p.m. triathlon, swim, cycle, and run, and then men's and women's rowing at 4:30. I don't have any clips. My head's a little spinning from all these clips right now. But I'm going to turn it over to you, Larson. Triathlon, 2:30. That's prime time, Sunday beach hours. If you're in a brewery, you're getting pretty close to happy hour. You're going to want to get there to get your table ready. 2:30 p.m., Larson. What are you going to do here for the triathlon?
I'm going beach. I'm going beach. That's prime time, daytime. You know, I feel like some of these Olympic events are best watched winding down at night or something, you know, just throw it on. And before we turn it over to Jay, I didn't have any men's taekwondo there, you know, so a little known fact, I second degree black belt in taekwondo. I'd be kind of into that. So okay. Won a couple gold medals back when I was a little, you know, pup. But maybe that's next week. I think we're just covering this week's events. But want to throw that in there.
Well, we'll have to invite you next week. We're just covering this weekend's events. So I know you guys are golfers. There's no golf this weekend. There's no baseball. And Rehorn, unfortunately, there's no trampoline for you to watch this weekend as well. So I'll have to invite you guys back on again.
Basketball. We've got a few ladies from the Seattle Storm playing.
We do. You're up. Don't try to change the subject away from triathlon. 2:30, Rehorn. What are you doing?
It's not a medal event. No.
2:30.
Prime
time. 2:30
beach.
I'm bringing my fins to the left, fins to the right, fins up beach ball. Hopefully I won't hit myself in the head. I'm going to the beach. I'm not watching that. Last event, men's and women's rowing, 4:30. Rehorn, did he just jump out?
Maybe.
I may have kicked him out. So we've got rowing. Larson, 4:30. Sunsets here in LA at 7, so you can still get in some nice little sun, you know, brewery. you're fighting off the Sunday scaries, you're wondering all the work you just didn't do on Friday. It's 4:30 on Sunday. Do I pull up my laptop and start working?
That's,
do I watch the Olympics? Yeah, that's, or do I go to the beach or a brewery?
I feel like the brewery would be ill-advised on Sunday evening. But kind of a toss-up there. I might do beach, but you know, if it's getting up there in the meddling, and you know, some of those are pretty fun to watch when they get really close and they have their little boats just doing this, you know, neck and neck. It can be electric, but I'd probably go on beach.
Rehorn, stayed up. I'm going to walk you through a scenario before you give your answer. Stayed up to watch opening ceremonies 4 a.m. Friday. You took a little cat nap on Saturday, and then you just started over again so you could watch the Team USA at 5 a.m. Sunday. Here we are at 4:30 p.m. Sunday. Are you going to rally to watch men and women's rowing? Or you're going to go to the beach and sleep off everything that happened this weekend? Or you're going to go to a brewery and keep that party going and forget the Olympics?
Because you're on one. I think that I'm on one, and I'm going to the brewery, and I'm choosing not to watch the rowing because I feel like a lot of those people went to UW, so I'm out on the run.
Shots fired. I love it, though. Yeah, I'm not watching this either. There's no chance I'm watching anything late Sunday afternoon or evening. So, fellas, I think we're pretty close to wrapping it up. We covered Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the opening ceremony, badminton, table tennis, volleyball, rifling, skateboarding. We covered it all. Any parting words on the Olympics before we sign off? A
couple other sports I think that I might be into watching, or maybe some boxing. Mountain biking, I don't know, never watched it before. That could be an interesting Olympic event. Sailing and surfing. Give them a try.
Yeah, the surfing's a new one. The rock climbing's new too. They have like three different kinds of rock climbing. I'm kind of curious how that plays out.
It'll be interesting, but I think I'm going to stick to what I always do. Track and field, basketball, and now badminton and table tennis. I mean, I think I'm just going to focus in on my core four here, and I'm not going to worry about the rest.
No baseball?
No, it's like, who is it? It's like Todd Frazier. It's all these players who aren't even in major leagues anymore. I mean, no offense, Todd Frazier had a great career, but I don't think we're putting our best foot forward out there to win the gold.
I thought it was a bunch of college kids that do it.
Well, I think they switched, and now they do minor league, like, you know, like the triple, some good guys from AAA or AA, okay, along with major league players who are still good but are no longer in the bigs. No baseball.
Okay.
At WST underscore podcast, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. James Rehorn from San Francisco, Olympic Ben from Bellevue. Thank you guys for joining the show. Any parting words, any advice as we enter the Olympics and we watch or go to the beach or the brewery this weekend? Any parting words, Larson?
Go USA.
Rehorn, any parting words?
Just filling in for Big Ben here, I'll just end it with a boom.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WST Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC, if it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are five-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.